It's Classical Spotlight, and coming up, a wonderful tradition from Consperare, a wonderful Christmas concert coming up at Laurel Heights United Methodist Church tomorrow night. I'm speaking with their director, the wonderful Craig Hella Johnson. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. So great to be with you.
Happy holidays. I'm so looking forward to this program. I don't normally see Mendelssohn and Most Deaf or Bernstein and Leonard Cohen. Well, Leonard Cohen and Bernstein, that's probably maybe a little more believable. Tell us how you put this program together.
These programs are always a joy for us to work through and explore. They've been called collage concerts. It's not a name I gave it myself, but I rather like it. And we have a little bit of everything and the kitchen sink included, and it's very deliberate. The reason we began this years ago was just out of a desire to allow music to serve this season. And, you know, we talk so about love and unity and sort of these attributes of this season. But to me, it seemed like how could we all come together in one room with all of our differences as individual beings and allow music to kind of be a holder for all of us. And so musically, representationally, we have, you know, Renaissance motets and Baroque pieces and solo fragments that are interwoven with poetic texts of Rumi or Walt Whitman or Mary Oliver, which are woven also through with popular songs or country songs or fragments of Gregorian chant. It's just meant to be really a long musical conversation that represents kind of a conversation of our soul, really. And it's been both deeply meaningful for us to be able to share this in San Antonio, and also very fun. It can be playful. And there's something in this program that sort of reaches to each of us in a way. And so this is kind of the structure of this program.
I think we've all come to love Consperare, whether it's Tarek O'Regan or Barbara that we hear on the radio, and know that it's such a high quality with Consperare and the company of voices. So when you have featured artists, we know they're probably going to be pretty spectacular. And I know you have a couple of singers joining you this year.
We do. Yeah. One of the traditions for this concert has been to bring someone from the outside, kind of outside of Consperare, to just kind of shake it up for us a little bit and sort of bring different textures and colors in. And last year and this year, I made the decision to feature a couple of our own Consperare soloists, because we have so many audience members who say to me, gosh, I'd love to hear some of these soloists more, because we call the company of voices an ensemble of soloists, really, each a soloist in their own right. And so we're featuring this year Kathleen Rich and Charles Evans. Kathleen from the soprano group and Charles from the baritone group, a gorgeous, noble, beautiful, warm baritone voice who grew up singing gospel and spirituals and can really kick it in and emote so beautifully, such a beautiful, expressive singer. And then Kathleen Rich is many of our Consperare audience friends in San Antonio will recognize. She's the tall redhead. People will say, can't you get the redhead to sing more? And so she was featured on the PBS program we did, and beautiful singer who does Baroque things beautifully. She's kind of got a Celtic quality when she does folk songs. And so she's another of our featured singers. And so we're using them quite a lot and interwoven with some of the choral things and then audience singing, of course. So we're happy that Kathleen and Charles are our featured folks this year. It's our 20th anniversary this year, so I thought it would be really fun to celebrate with some of our own.
We're looking forward to it. It's Consperare with a wonderful Christmas collage tomorrow night starting at 7 o'clock there at Laurel Heights United Methodist Church in San Antonio. Tonight you'll be in Victoria with a wonderful performance we know of this. And I swear, whether it's indigenous African instruments, whether it's timpani or the xylophone, I love Tom Barrett. Tom Barrett could play the phone book and I would show up.
We love Tom. He's a fantastic collaborator, and he kind of does almost everything, including playing the phone book. So he'll be with us for sure.
Yeah, and another wonderful flutist joining you this year as well, right?
Yes, Ada Mazzell is a terrific flautist, and she plays also with the Victoria Bach Festival, so she's a frequent collaborator, and she'll be playing a couple of things here for us, and we're really glad to have her sitting in a little bit with us.
We're so looking forward to it. We know there are performances here in San Antonio tonight in Victoria, and then you guys, of course, do multiple performances in Austin.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do four concerts at this really intimate chapel that's called the Carillon Chapel. And it's where this all began. It only seats about 150 people, and these tickets sell out in September usually. And but it's really where the heart and soul of this concert began, in this very beautiful, intimate chapel, which is really reverberant space. It just seems to hold the music so beautifully. And but we really couldn't hold it there only. We've moved to the Long Center in Austin for the Monday night performance, which seats about 2,300, and try and keep a little sense of that intimacy at the heart of that large room. And it really allows a lot more people to be able to experience it, too. So that follows right on the heels of our wonderful time in San Antonio tomorrow night.
Well, Craig, we're looking forward to it. Folks can find out more at conspirari.org. Is that correct?
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, happy holidays, and thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you so much, John. Look forward to being down in San Antonio tomorrow.